This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamizane with the news, the headlines first. Vote count updates from local polls coming in from different parts of the country. Election results of 26 local units remain to be announced and Australia's new Prime Minister sworn in ahead of Quad Summit. Now the news in detail. The results of local level elections held on the 13th of May are coming from across the country. The Election Commission has unveiled the vote count results of 727 local levels so far. As per the latest update, Nepali Congress has secured wins in 319 local levels, the CPN-UML in 199, CPN-Maoist Centre in 120, Janata Samaj Swadhi Party in 21, CPN Unified Socialist in 9 and others in 59 local levels. As per the latest report in Kathmandu mayoral post, independent candidate Balindra Saha has been leading the vote count with 43,757 votes. Nepali Congress candidate Srijana Singh has been following him with 25,680 votes. Similarly, CPN-UML candidate Keshav Sthapit is in third place with 24,578 votes. In Bharatpur, mayoral candidate of the five-party alliance Renu Dahal from the CPN Maoist Center has been leading the vote count with 44,455 votes. Her nearest rival, CPN-UML candidate Bijay Suvedi, has been following her with 34,298 votes. Independent candidate Jagannath Paudel is in the third place with 13,583 votes. In the Pokhara Metropolis, Dhanaraj Achari of the CPN Unified Socialist from the Five Party Alliance has been leading the vote counts with 49,241 votes. Similarly, his nearest rival Krishna Bahadur Thapa of the CPN-UML has been following him with 45,262 votes. The final results of the May 13 local level election remain to be announced only in 26 local units. The results of 26 local levels with a high number of voters including Kathmandu, Lalitpur, Pokhara, Bharatpur and Birganj metropolises remain to be announced. The final results of the vote counting of a total 727 local levels including 269 municipalities and 458 rural municipalities has been entered in the information system of the Election Commission by 12 noon today. The Election Commission had expressed that the final results of the vote counting will be available by May 24. The vote counting or re-election would be carried out at Triyuga Municipality 12 in Udaipur and the Budiganga Municipality of Basura after the Election Commission takes a decision as a political dispute arose regarding the voting at these places. Meg Hang Thopra of the CPN-UML has been elected the mayor of Sivasatakshi municipality of Japa district in the May 13 local election. He secured 16,498 votes against 13,050 polled by his closest contender Parsuram Dhungana of the Nepali Congress. Similarly, Naramaya Karki of the UML won the deputy mayor post with 14,155 votes. The office of the election officer stated her nearest rival Mahendra Bhattrai of the CPN Maoist Center got 9,525 votes. Nepali Congress candidate Mahesh Kharel and CPN-UML candidate Surya Maya Donwar have registered their victory as mayor and deputy mayor of Panchkhal municipality in Kabre Palanchok. According to the vote count results published this morning, Kharel gathered 12,836 votes to become the mayor of Panchkhal, while Donwar secured 9,534 votes to win the deputy mayoral post. Kharel's close contender Kanchan Adhikari of UML got 8,115 votes. Likewise, the rival of Donwar, Chet Prasad Gautam Mani, got 9,010 votes. Nepali Congress candidate Padam Bogati has won the mayoral post in Bhimdata municipality of Kanchanpur. He secured 15,882 votes to win the election to the post. His close contender CPNUML's Mahesh Prasad Pant got 6,141 votes. Chief Election Officer Madan Bahadur Thami said Rashtriya Prajatantra Party candidate Gajendra Bahadur Chand obtained 7,105 votes. Likewise, Nepali Congress candidate Neelam Joshi Lekhak got elected to the deputy mayoral post of Bhimdata municipality, securing 12,216 votes. Her contender Krishna Datta Joshi of the CPN Maya Center and CPN Unified Socialist Alliance obtained 10,596 votes. Meanwhile, Nepali Congress candidates have won mayoral and deputy mayoral posts of Punarbas municipality in Kanchanpur. The Office of Election Officer said Toya Prasad Sarma of Nepali Congress has been elected the mayor with 10,600 votes and Vulia Rana of the same party registered her victory for the deputy mayoral post, securing 7,345 votes. The CPNUML has secured the win in mayor and deputy mayor post in Gauradaha municipality. Party's Chhatrapati Suvedi has been elected with 12,849 votes against his nearest contender, Rohit Kumar Saha from the Nepali Congress, who got 11,448 votes. Likewise, UML's Jalbarsa Raj Bamsi was elected deputy mayor with 11,914 votes. Her closest rival, Pushpalal Thakal from the CPN Maya Center, secured 10,348 votes. The Nepali Congress and Maya Center joined an alliance in the municipality in the May 13 local election. The Nepal Oil Corporation has hiked the prices of petrol, diesel, kerosene, aviation fuel and LP gas from midnight yesterday. The Nepal Oil Corporation increased the prices of petrol, diesel, kerosene and aviation fuel domestic by rupees 10 per litre. Likewise, the price of cooking gas has been increased by rupees 200 per cylinder. With the new price list, petrol will cost rupees 180 per litre and rupees 163 per litre for diesel and kerosene, while rupees 166 per litre for domestic aviation fuel. The Nepal Oil Corporation on May 14 increased the prices of petrol, diesel and kerosene by rupees 10 per litre. The Meteorological Forecasting Division said the weather to remain partly to generally cloudy in Lumbini province along with the hilly regions of Gandaki province, Karnali province and Sudar Paschim province and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. The division said light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places in Lumbini province and at one or two places in the hilly region of Karnali province. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. Anthony Albanese has been sworn in as Australia's new leader and will fly immediately to an international summit. Albanese Labour Party defeated Scott Morrison's Conservative government in an election on Saturday. It remains unclear whether Albanese will form a majority or govern with the support of crossbenchers. Earlier in the day, he was sworn in with four key cabinet members, including new Foreign Minister Penny Wong, who is travelling with him Japan. Richard Marles is the new Deputy Prime Minister and Employment Minister. Jim Chalmers is Treasurer and Cathy Gallagher is Attorney General and Finance Minister. Ukraine has extended martial law for 3 months until 23rd of August. President Volodymyr Zelensky first signed the decree along with a general military mobilization call on 24th February and since then has extended it for a month on two occasions. On Sunday, Ukraine's parliament voted by an absolute majority for third extension as Russia continues to focus its offensive on the eastern Donbass region. Zelensky's representative at the Constitutional Court said the decision to extend it for 90 days this time is because a counter-offensive takes more time than defense. Under martial law, Ukrainian men aged 18 to 60 are banned from leaving the country unless they have special exemptions. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Vote count updates from local polls coming in from different parts of the country. Election results of 26 local units remain to be announced, and Australia's new Prime Minister sworn in ahead of Quad Summit. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also visit our website www.onlinenepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.